You're listening to Morning Edition on 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. Good morning. I'm Deborah Becker. Massachusetts has seen one of the largest increases in homeless families of any state over the last 9 years, even though in the past 2 years, the number of families in need of shelter has declined. These numbers are in a new report on family homelessness from the Boston Foundation. It says on any given night, there are more than 4,000 homeless families in the Commonwealth, which represents 60% of the state's homeless population. Joining us to talk about this is Deborah Rogg. She's with the research firm Westat, which prepared the report. Welcome.
Thank you.
Why do you think it's so high here, especially when you talk about in the country?
There are several factors. First, there's a factor that in terms of the high-cost cities, historically, we found that when homelessness, high numbers of homelessness go up, it's often accompanied by increases in poverty rates, which we see in Massachusetts, increase in income inequality, which we see a great deal in Massachusetts, particularly in Greater Boston, and then also shortages in affordable housing. The other aspect, though, is also in Massachusetts in particular, there's a right to shelter. So that right to shelter requires that the system expand to fit the need or meet the need of the families that are experiencing homelessness, unlike in other communities where they sometimes have more of an option of whether they're going to increase their stable and their stock of housing.
Right. Do you have a demographic of a family? Like what do we know about these families who are homeless?
The families that we see in Massachusetts are very much similar to what we've seen across the country. A typical family is female-headed, usually 1 to 2 children. The racial mix really sort of reflects the communities from where they're from, but generally disproportionate families of color, both in terms of African-American and Hispanic.
And when you're talking about homeless families, you're talking about folks who are staying in shelters for the most part?
For the most part, in Massachusetts, that's generally what you're going to find. In shelters, or there have been at times where they've stayed in hotels.
Because we did hear from Governor Baker in his State of the Commonwealth address last month that the number of families staying in shelters, he said it was a priority of his administration, mm-hmm. and he said that that number has gone down from 1,500 families to fewer than 100 families over a 2-year period.
So, in hotels.
Right.
That's correct. Yes. The numbers in hotels have decreased, and it's the length of stay that's really the problem. In Boston, Greater Boston alone, it's about a year that families remain in shelter. That number has gone up for the state over about 100 days from fiscal year 2008 to fiscal year 2013. So as new enrollments are going down, continuing enrollments are going up. People are staying longer in the system.
Does the report make recommendations about what to do about this?
Yeah, we do. We talk about using a multi-pronged approach, that continuing many of the things that the state is doing in terms of diversion. So as people are coming to shelter, seeing if they have other options before they even come into shelter, taking their more rapid rehousing approaches, using them earlier, targeting families earlier. There are resources that are being used. Home base is a resource that's used for housing stabilization, and we recommend bringing those earlier to families and targeting families who are having most difficulty leaving shelter. So families that are larger, families that are families of color.
Deborah Rogg is one of the authors of a new study on family homelessness in Massachusetts. That report was issued by the Boston Foundation today. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you.